Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Today in our program, we have a very special guest, Ruth Johnson, who has been a part of this ministry for almost all the years that I've been alive since the early 1970s. Ruth has been a faithful volunteer and a vital part of this ministry here with Child Evangelism Fellowship in Illinois. And we're just so glad to have Ruth on the program today. Ruth, thanks for joining us by phone today.
I'm happy to share some of my life story about this journey with Child Evangelism Fellowship. I was about 50 years old when I first was introduced to the ministry of child evangelism. So it's been a long time now that I've been associated with them.
Wow, so that's about 40 years. Is that about how long you've been involved with CEF?
That's about right.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, let's go back and let's start at the beginning. Now, how did you come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Can you share with us your testimony?
Yes. I grew up in a non-Christian home in northern Wisconsin. I attended a Sunday school occasionally in a little neighborhood school or maybe a vacation Bible school, and I had a Christian grandmother. But my parents did not walk with the Lord, and so I was never really taught anything. I attended high school in Bruce, and then when I got out of high school, I went to the big city to work. And then I met my husband. I was married when I was 21 years old. Then I came to Joliet, Illinois to live, and we've been married now 70 years.
Wow, and 70.
Yeah, 70 years, just about a month ago now. And so I came to Joliet, and I had never been a member of a church or had never been baptized as a child. And so when I came to Joliet, my husband was a member of a church where they baptized infants, and I was baptized as an adult, and I joined the church. I started attending Sunday school. Then I was asked to teach a children's Sunday school class of primary children. Now, I really didn't have any kind of a background to do this and no training. But I was not a reader either. I didn't read books and I didn't read the Bible. But somehow I was teaching these little kids from a Sunday school quarterly. And then I was asked to go on the Christian Ed Committee, and I was at this Christian Ed Committee meeting, and a book review was being presented, New Life in the Church with Robert Raines. Well, somehow something was happening within me, and I couldn't understand what was going on when this book review was given, but when the lady finished the book review, the pastor held the book up and said, "Would anyone like to take this home and read it?" Well, I was not a reader, but I raised my hand and took that book home, and I couldn't put it down that night. I stayed up until 2 o'clock in the morning. I was reading the book, and I began to see my need of a Savior. Now, I was about 38 years old at this time, and I was a busy mother with four children. And the Lord used this book that I brought home to show me my need of a Savior. And I received Jesus as my Savior with no counseling and no real understanding of what was happening. But the Lord began to do a new work in my life, and He led me to a Christian friend who was the choir director at the church. And she was a believer, and she kind of took me under her wing and nurtured me. And that's the beginning of my new life in Christ, and a lot of things took place after that.
Well, that is just amazing. I mean, that's almost unheard of that, you know, it's kind of like, it's like backwards, like flip-flop. I mean, you started teaching children and joining a church, and then you didn't even know Christ is your Savior yet. So just, wow, you know, that just shows the sovereignty of God and Him drawing you to Himself. And so that is really, really great. And you know what, I was wondering, then how did you're 38 when you trust in Christ. So then is it about that time when you got connected with Child Evangelism Fellowship, or was that later on?
It was almost 10 years after that.
Okay.
I was about 50 years old when a friend invited me to come and have a cup of coffee, and she wanted to share with me how to an illustration of a Bible lesson and that little red track, heaven and how to get there.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
You remember that?
I do, yes, because my mom was a CEF volunteer when I was growing up in the 1970s. So, yes, I remember that.
Well, Irma had heard about child evangelism and had attended a class in Aurora with Ruth Harner. And so she was here in Plainfield. And when I went to that class, we just sat around and she shared the Bible lesson. And we chatted, and then we probably met there for a couple hours. And then in a couple of days, I had a knock at my door, and Marge Hollingsworth had been at that little meeting, and she came to my door, and she wondered if I would be willing to host a Bible class connected with child evangelism, a teacher training class. And I knew nothing about child evangelism except this contact with the illustration of a Bible lesson. And so I agreed that I would open my home, and so we started just inviting people. And we would invite people from the neighborhood or Plainfield. Particularly, the work was involved around Plainfield. And we had people from all different denominations. Now, no one was evangelizing children at this time. I had never heard of evangelizing children. My children went to Sunday school, but nobody ever talked to them about asking Jesus into their heart. And I think one of the illustrations, it was Christmas time, and Mrs. Hollingsworth was doing a demonstration Christmas party, and one of my own little boys was there, and he had been acting up, and she gave the invitation, and he raised his hand and wanted to go, and I said, oh, no, he's been too bad. He can't go. And
Jesus came to save sinners.
Yeah, that was my first contact with a kind of a party club that we had here in my home. And that was my first time I had seen anyone lead a child to the Lord. And several children responded at that good news party. So that's the first time I heard. Now, Marge Hollingsworth had moved into our Plainfield community, and she had been working with child evangelism in the state of Iowa, and then she moved to Texas, and she began some of the work in Corsicana, Texas, and was involved down there. And then she came here to Plainfield, and she started the work here in the Plainfield and the Joliet, Will County area. And then it was probably a year or two after that she began to pull together a committee, and I was on that first committee.
So you actually served on one of the opening charter committee for the,
yes,
the Plainfield area. That's wonderful. And then also your husband, Devere, too?
Well, there was someone else that was a chairman for a very short time, and somehow he resigned. And then my husband was the next one that was designated to be the chairperson or asked, and he was willing. And he became chairman and served probably 29 years as chairman of the committee.
Now, you still are on the local committee chapter, aren't you?
No, well, I haven't been attending meetings now probably for a year.
Okay. Well, you're 92. Well, that is amazing. Now, didn't you also teach Good News Clubs?
Through the years, yes, I taught many Good News Clubs and we started working in the schools way in the early days back in the 1970s. We began a school club in the school right behind my home. And then we had a club in the central in Plainfield. So we were in the school ministry almost from the beginning, as well as doing home clubs.
So you mostly were actually teaching in the schools yourself personally, or did you do
both?
Oh, yeah.
I did school clubs and home clubs.
You know, someone told me recently that there was a story about a young lady that while she was a child, she attended one of your Good News Clubs, and then she contacted you later on in her adult years. Can you tell us about that?
I found that letter, and I would like to share that with you. I reread it, and I was amazed to hear. It was a good reminder. Let me read this to you. She says, "Dear Ruth, I am pleased to hear that everything is going well with you and the Good News Clubs. You and Good News played a very special role in my life in the second grade, and I am glad that my phone call encourages you. You are a real warrior for the Lord. I personally owe you a big thank you. You helped to plant a seed in me that continues to grow. I am now 30 years old and live in Antioch, California. I think the Lord played a key role in my contacting you. I had recently moved a box of childhood books from Illinois to California. In that box, I found the Gospel of John that you had given to me on March 25th, 1975, at a Good News Club meeting at Crystal Lawn School. Dear Erica," this was the little girl's name, "remember always, God loves you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Read God's word and pray every day. Your friend, Mrs. Johnson." And then she says that she has a hunch that that's the Tuesday she accepted Jesus into her heart. She said, "I had to contact you now to let you know how the Lord was still working in my life. I knew your name was Mrs. Johnson, and I knew with a name like that, I would have a tough time tracking you down. But just a few days later, I read the article in the Plainfield Enterprise about the Good News Club with a phone number. I knew whoever answered that phone would know Mrs. Johnson. Sure enough," she said, "I remember that Tuesday on which I accepted the Lord as my Savior. I remember that classroom where my sister Britt and I learned so much about the Lord Jesus. I remember your felled board on which those wonderful stories were shared with us. I remember several summers at Camp Good News, like they were yesterday, singing Pass It on a warm summer evening. One of my favorites still today." And then she goes on and tells a little bit about how she got involved in Christian athlete camps and things that happened later in her life. But it was a thrill for me to have a contact with a girl that she tells how she kind of wandered away during college years, but how the Lord had brought her back and got her involved in Bible studies. And this was a little neighborhood girl that lived probably about two blocks away from me and then moved into the village of Plainfield and actually got involved in her own in the local church and became a leader there and started a high school club that continued for many years for Christian kids.
You know, Ruth, that is just an absolute treasure of those that letter that you received from that girl who's now a young lady, and just see how God used that in her life and just how she happened to find that box. And, you know, there's so many other treasures that we want to hear from you. So I think we're going to hold you over, if that's okay, for our program for next week. And we want to hear all the things that God has done in you and through you through the years. Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations. And that's what this ministry is all about, is sharing the good news of the gospel so that the people will come to know Christ as our Lord and Savior, so that they will then in turn tell the next generation so they will know the Lord too. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Tell me again.